Do Yeah, what's up? We live. We're going back. We're going back. We'll talk to some people live. Yeah, I know it was fast. We got 14 people on here. So I know it takes time to get some people. It's time to preach the word in these losers. It is no normal family. Yeah, let's go. Let's get it. All right, let's go. What's that? Okay. What is going on? Okay. What's going on? Okay. Nice. No. Okay. Hold on, hold on. See here. Hold on. Popcorn ceilings, bro. Bro, this is... Popcorn ceilings. I'm good, you? You just got home?
Yes, sir, man.
From where?
Oh, man, just out of town, man.
Okay. You go to church anywhere, man?
Yeah, I do, man. You know.
Where do you go to church, man?
Wait, where you from, man?
Texas.
I'm from Chicago, man.
Okay. Yeah, you got the Chicago Bulls. So where do you go to church, man?
Hey, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I haven't been to church in a minute, but I used to do like some music acting and shit.
Okay.
The church, the Big Red Church, this shit out of down the west side of Chicago.
Okay.
This shit's all right.
So, dude. You know, hello? We're weirdos, man. Hello? What's that face for? What the heck? Okay. Interesting.
What?
Do you guys go to church anywhere?
I go to church?
Yeah, do you go to church anywhere?
Yeah.
Where do you go? What kind of church you go to? Oh, totally. Yep, see, they skip me. Skippers. Hello?
What is?
Where did she go?
What the fuck?
What? In the... Hello? See? This sucks. Look at that. Skip every time. Ooh, nice. I like those ceilings.
Oh, thanks.
Damn.
All right.
Oh, it's so embarrassing, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. This is rough.
You was yapping right
what
now.
What good? How real are you, man?
Can we see your yacht, daddy?
What?
Oh my god. I know that.
Wow, that's close up angle.
Because I can't see. I don't have glasses on.
What's that?
I don't have glasses on, so I can't see.
Oh, okay. Is it
my turn?
Hey, what happened to your Pornhub Premium, sick freak?
Okay. Hello. See, look at that. Hold on.
What's up, Indejo? I did your girlfriend last night.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Dude, oh my goodness. What? Good gang?
Phone since it's
you thanks.
Talk. Fuck you, Cassidy.
Can you
shake it for me?
Are you looking for little girls on here?
What? Are you?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, you're weird, bro. Look at this.
Cassidy.
Yep.
What up, my nigga?
What's going on? Oh my gosh. Hello? Somebody? Jeez, dude. Look at this. Flip through everyone. People on here suck. All right.
Skip me, please. Just skip me.
What?
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. What is going on?
Yo, Cassidy. What, bro? Is this the wait, are you live again?
Yeah, what's up, man?
You're a nigger.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
My bad.
Oh my gosh, dude. Oh man. No, there's nobody here. One person, like, come on.
Hell no.
What?
Oh. Hell no.
You guys go to church anywhere?
How do you go?
I go to 1, 2.
What?
Bitch,
what? What you talking about? You don't go to barbecue or something like that? What you talking about? So I don't. What? Oh my gosh, dude. Jeez.
Hey, bitch, I'm a rapey.
Really?
Wait, you got speakers?
Yeah.
Wait, can you hear me?
Hello? You put the bonnet on? Can you hear me? No. This is the worst. Hello? Hello?
Yo, what's your goal here?
What's my goal, man? I was gonna ask you, man. Do you go to church anywhere?
Nah.
No.
Don't try to push religion on me either.
Religion? Okay. So you just believe that everything was created from nothing? What do you believe, man?
I don't believe some motherfucker in sandals and a fucking robe.
Okay.
Origin. I don't think that. What the fuck, bro? The motherfucker took a piece of bread and then fed a whole village with it. Like, you're going to believe that, bro?
Yeah. You don't believe miracles?
No. Because I've never seen one. My own two eyes.
Really? You haven't seen it? That's why you have to believe it. It's called faith. It's something you cannot see.
I've been around to try to see something. I've never seen it.
Well, you know what? You know what the Bible says? A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign.
Well, guess what? I don't believe in that shit. All right.
You don't believe in it?
I don't. I like.
What do you believe then? That's what I'm wondering.
What do I believe in?
Yeah,
I believe I'm asking you. You believe in science. I believe in science.
Science? Well, you know, the Bible is full of science.
A lot of it's bullshit too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why the Bible has stood its ground?
Scientifically prove a piece of bread being multiplied.
Well, it's called a miracle. But okay.
Yeah. Yeah, science doesn't prove any miracles.
That's why science needs to keep changing all the time, but the Bible doesn't. You know, everything man does, it has to be updated and made.
No, the Bible doesn't change because you guys believe everything that's put in front of your face.
Well, really? Science keeps evolving. Well, if the Bible said the moon was made of cheese, I probably wouldn't believe that.
Well, no shit.
But because the Bible's actually true.
Bro, you think who wrote the Bible?
Who wrote the Bible? Men of God.
Men of God, okay. Yeah. What influence did these guys get to write this Bible?
The influence of God.
So it's all written by people that haven't seen anything with their own two eyes.
Oh, God. Yeah, bro, yeah.
It is crazy.
The problem is you've never read the Bible.
It's crazy how brainwashed people can be, bro.
Well, look at you. You're so brainwashed that you believe everything was created from nothing. That's brainwashing. Atheism is a religion. You know that, right?
Huh?
Atheism, like what you believe in, is actually a religion.
Yeah, I know that.
And you're brainwashed. And you have faith. You have more faith.
You're brainwashed by a fucking book.
That you've never read and can't understand.
Bro, this is the problem with you guys. Is you guys go around trying to push it on people.
How did I push it on you? I just asked what you believed. I never said, hey, you better believe
it. You engage this conversation.
I asked you a question. I didn't push it on you.
Hold on.
So if I ask you a question.
Is she enough?
Yo.
What's up?
How's your day going?
Pretty good.
You play guitar?
Yeah, man.
Can you play some Metallica for me?
Man, I don't really know any Metallica. I'm gonna be honest, man.
Can you play
Some country?
I can play a little bit of Van Halen. That's about it.
Go for it.
I messed up. I haven't played in a while, but.
Okay. Even though I give you 7 out of 10.
What?
Bravo.
7 out of 10. 7 out of 10.
You have a good one.
That's it?
Good job.
All right,
hold
10
on,
out of
10. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Do you go to church anywhere, man?
Nah.
I used to.
You used to? Well,
yeah.
Are you 100% sure that you would go to heaven?
Yes.
And what do you think someone needs to do to go to heaven?
Be nice.
Just be kind?
Be good in life.
Be good? I think it's good, you know, to do good things, but, you know, the Bible does say something different. The Bible actually says there's none good but one, and that is God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we've all sinned. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So the punishment we deserve for our sin is to go to hell, because you have to pay for that sin. The Bible, one sin can send someone to hell. But the thing is, God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. So he did something for us. Do you guys know what he did?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He sent Jesus to the world.
So Jesus, who is God, manifest in the flesh. Because we believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three separate beings, one God. He's laughing. He's uncomfortable. It's okay. So anyways, don't worry about him. So Jesus, he lived a perfect life. He never sinned. He preached the word of God. He did a lot of miracles. And then he was arrested by the Jews. And then the Jews gave him over to the Romans to be crucified. And Jesus died for every single sin that we will ever commit, our past, present, and future sins. And then when he died on the cross, he was buried and he rose again the third day. And the Bible says there's one thing you need to do to be saved. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, to believe means to depend on or rely on. So if you're going to go take an airplane somewhere to another state or something, who are you depending on to get there?
Hey.
The pilot.
I'm just saying.
You're saying,
love God.
You're depending on the pilot, right?
One love.
Yeah.
Love God.
So you're depending on the pilot. So we're depending on Jesus for salvation. We're depending on Jesus to save us. And if you believe, the Bible says, if you believe on Jesus, that you have everlasting life. How long is that?
Like forever.
Forever, exactly. Do you think
15 years?
Do you think there's... Wow. Dang.
No. You're up.
Hello? Uh-oh. That kid.
Oh, I didn't find it.
Hello? What?
I don't want to pull away from you.
Fine. It's not messing.
Oh, man. I'm not done here, man. This is a mess, dude. Hello? Nope. Hello? Good. Oh my gosh. Yo, hello. No, nothing. Oh.
Are you rich?
Am I rich? I'm doing pretty good. I wouldn't say
daddy.
What's that?
No, you have to do it while you're doing it. Want to be my sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy. Oh no. What are you doing? Oh, freezes every time. Look at this DSL. Dial-up connection internet. Hello?
Hello? Why am I scared?
Scared of what?
You seem like something's about to happen.
No. What the heck? Let me ask you. Yo. Oh, you got money.
No, I'm just putting it away, bro.
Well, you go to church anywhere, man?
No.
No? Well, are you more important than church, man? Are you 100% sure that you would go to heaven?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think a person needs to do to go to heaven?
I mean, obviously, you can't not sin. Obviously, everyone sins.
Uh-huh.
So, you just have to be a good person. Be like, there's so many people that sin in life. As like, if you don't do like the worst sins,
yeah, you, okay,
like say like rob someone, boom,
yeah,
in hell instantly.
Hell, see, if you just,
yeah, killing someone,
okay,
kill someone, that's hell instantly.
Really? Well,
you don't think?
No, not at all. But so you know the Bible. You know what the Bible says, actually. You know, the Bible, just stay on with me real quick, okay? And just listen to this.
I'm locked in.
Okay, so the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we've all sinned. And mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? We've all sinned?
I agree.
What's that?
I definitely agree. No,
yeah.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. So, and then the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. So the punishment we deserve for our sin is to go to hell. But God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. So he did something for us. Do you know what that is that he did for us? Yeah. So he sent his son Jesus into the world. Jesus, who is God, manifest in the flesh. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one God, three separate beings, one God. And so Jesus was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life, never sinned. He preached the word of God. He did a lot of miracles. You know, he walked on water. He turned the water into wine. He brought the dead back to life. But anyways, man, then he was eventually arrested by the Jews, and the Jews gave him over to the Romans, and the Romans crucified him. And on the cross, he took the punishment for all of our sins. He died for every single sin that we will ever commit, our past, present, and future sins. He died for the sins of the whole world. And then when hold on 1 second. And so when he died on the, you're good. So when he died on the cross, he was buried and he rose again the third day. And the Bible says there's one thing you must do in order to be saved. And it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So notice it didn't say whosoever doesn't sin, whosoever is good enough, whosoever lives a good life. Whosoever believeth in him. So to believe, it means to depend on or rely on. Does that make sense in that situation? It's not like a knowledge of a head knowledge of it. You're depending on, you know, that. So like if you're going to take an Uber somewhere to get to your destination, you're depending on the Uber driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be like, and then afterwards, you're not going to be like, well, I helped. I got myself there. You know what I mean? So with, you know, salvation, we're depending on what Jesus did, that he paid for, that he paid for all of our sins. He died on the cross, rose again, you know, and we're not depending on our own goodness, because the Bible says that our righteousness is like a filthy rag. And here's the thing. Just one sin will send someone to hell. The Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. So to be a liar, you just need to tell one lie. And you have to, what was that? Go ahead. I can hear you.
Everyone's lied in their life.
Exactly. So everybody deserves to go to hell. But the thing is, sorry, go ahead.
But we're not.
But here's the thing. Like, God doesn't want you to go to hell so bad that he sacrificed his son for you. Yeah. The
thing I don't understand is, like,
yeah.
See if a guy shot up a school and killed 25 people.
Yeah.
You want to go to hell?
So here's the thing. The Bible talks about people that are reprobate. And here's the thing, reprobate means that they're rejected by God. But the reason is because they've rejected God so many times that and they hate God. The Bible says these people hate God and they don't even want to retain God in their knowledge. So God gives up on them. He gives them over. But God obviously wanted them to be saved. But then they're so far that they have, like, you know how me and you, you know, there's things that you just could not do. Like, yeah. That are just beyond, like, it's not natural. Like, it's not natural to do what you just talked about, you know? Like, you couldn't actually go do that. That's not something a normal person could do. So somebody like that is pretty much, I would say they were reprobate. You know, maybe there's one in a million that maybe isn't, but.
But how if they do it and they believe in God?
I don't think they could believe.
You're right.
Because you talk to a lot of these people and they can't believe, or they just hate God, or they're a psychopath. They're liars.
Yeah. I've lied. I've done little sin. I still love God, man.
Yeah, man. And you know what? So the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And how long is everlasting, man? Forever.
Yeah, but that's not true.
What do you mean?
No, I mean like the actual human life, like me, yeah, right now.
Life right now, but I'm talking about, because your flesh is going to die right here. Your flesh and blood. Your flesh and blood is not going to heaven. But but once you're saved, and then when you do die and die a physical death, you're going to die a spiritual death. But somebody who isn't saved, they're going to go to hell and they're going to die. They're dying a spiritual death as well. But you're not going to die a spiritual death because you're going to go to heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, just worded it like I was going to forever.
Yeah, it's everlasting life.
You worded it like right now. I was going to live till
Yeah, no, I'm not talking but you're going to die physically. Yeah. So anyways, it's everlasting life. And, you know, Jesus says that whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So, I mean, you can't die ever, a spiritual death. There's nothing you can do to lose your salvation.
This is great advice. But it would be better advice if you would tell someone this, who didn't believe. I feel like you could definitely get someone to believe in that.
Well, when I first talked to you, you did believe something differently. Remember what you told me when I first talked to you? You said you just don't do any really big sins, you know? Because if you're thinking like that, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just trying to let you know. You're believing in yourself. You're acknowledging the existence of God, but then you're like, well, I just can't do anything too bad, and then I can go to heaven. Notice how it's I. It's not what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I don't really read the Bible, so I don't really know what he did.
Yeah,
I went to church, but I don't go anymore. But I still believe in God.
Yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to go to church to go to heaven.
No, I know.
But you do have to trust Jesus. You know, and the Bible says, and these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So listen, if me and you went out to eat and I paid for all your food, and then you're walking out and the person who works at the restaurant was like, hey, why didn't you pay? What would you say?
I'll say this fine gentleman here paid for my food.
Yeah. So if somebody asked you, why are you not going to go to hell, what would you say?
Because God died for me.
Yeah, he paid for all your sins. And sin is what sends you to hell. So if Jesus paid for all your sins, it's not possible to go to hell if you believe in him. So you really got to trust him and not trust your own behavior, you know, and the things that you do. You know, you should, you know, serve God because you love God and you fear God, but not because you want to go to heaven. Because if you look at a lot of these people, their intentions are wrong. They think they're serving God, but they're actually doing it for their own selfish reasons, just because they think these things are going to get them into heaven. Does that make sense? They don't go to church because they actually love God. They go to church because they think it's going to help get them into heaven, or they'll go.
I don't pray. I don't do none of that. I just love God.
Yeah. Well, you should pray, because you know what? God can't really help you out that much if you're not praying.
Oh, I do pray sometimes. Situations, something's when something's bad or when it's going to happen, of course I pray.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes we do forget to pray, but yeah, we definitely should pray more than we do. It's definitely beneficial, because, you know, that way God can know what you need and stuff like that. Because if you're not talking to him, how can he really help you out that much?
Hey, I think whenever I pray, whenever I say something to God, I think it's going to happen 100%. I think God's got my back.
Yeah. As long as you're not asking for a Ferrari and $1 billion, you know?
No, he can't do that, but
do you think that if you believe in Jesus and you were to lie, cheat, and steal the rest of your life, do you think that you would still go to heaven?
Well, you just told me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's because he paid for all your sins.
Is it right to lie, cheat, nope. steal?
No. It's not right to do that. But the thing is, you know, God can set a curse or a blessing before you in this life. So he can make your life hell in this, you know, in this current life. But there's nothing you can do to go to hell once you believe on Jesus Christ and what he did for you. Does that make sense? And yeah, we should serve God out of love, not like a lot of people who just, they think, like I said, they think they're serving God, but they're just serving themselves. What's that?
They think they're serving God because they're just going to church.
Or their whatever good deeds they think they're doing. You know what I mean?
Like opening the door for someone. I think that's like,
no. They're going to heaven because they opened the door. Yeah.
Yep.
But let me ask you again. What does someone need to do to go to heaven, man?
Trust God. Believe in God.
Yeah, believe in Jesus Christ. And do you think there's anything you could do to lose your salvation?
Yes. If you go insane, psychopath.
But you have God's spirit living in you. You think someone's going to go in a psychopath?
Yeah, no, I feel like if you have God's spirit living in you, you're not going to go psychopath. Like me, I'll never go psychopath.
Even if you somehow went psychopath, you can't lose your salvation.
You're right. No, you're right.
The Bible says the moment that you believe, that you receive the Holy Spirit of God. Now, And you know, you probably heard people say, well, I don't believe in Jesus anymore. I'm not a Christian anymore. But you know what the Bible says? The Bible says people like them never actually believed, because it says he that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So there's two types of people, those who believe and those who have not believed. So or they believed in a different, you know, gospel.
Yeah, that's too much. All that gospel stuff.
Well, there's only one gospel, like what I just told you.
I've heard so many.
Like what?
I've heard people making these random people up and telling me they believe in them. So all right.
Well, what do you believe?
Just in God. That's it. God, Jesus, all them.
Yeah, I mean God is, sorry, Jesus is God. Yeah.
God.
Yep. That's right, man. All right, man. You have a good night.
No, you too. You too.
Yep.
God bless.
You as well. My goodness. My goodness. Okay, guys. I have to get off, man. It's getting late. I was supposed to be downstairs 30 minutes ago. I only believe in John 3:6. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm getting off here, guys. God bless. Thank you so much for coming on. Peace. Peace out. Let me turn this off.